Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Your love lifted me higher.
We're back. It's 12 after. 800-531-3815, toll-free coast-to-coast. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate. Joe Rossman, Joseph E. Rossman, is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. He's Vice President for Fringe Benefits at the Associated Builders and Contractors Organization, which is a trade group representing companies who are in the construction business. And he's here to talk to us about something that I think is a very important topic for all of us in small business. Joe, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's good to have you here. And, Joe, my audience knows that one of my major soapboxes that I get on is this thing about small business owners not being able to have the kind of help from the government that the government gave to big corporations years ago. And you know, for a long time, we couldn't deduct. Most of us couldn't deduct our health care expenses, and now more and more we can, like the big companies can, but still there's a problem with the tax structure for deductibility and for providing health care for our employees is still pretty much designed for major corporations for the 20th century marketplace, not the 21st century marketplace. What do you think?
I think I would tend to agree with that. I think what we're seeing now is we have kind of a crisis in the health insurance industry in that we have more and more Americans without health insurance. I think the U.S. Census Bureau put out a report in September which indicated that the uninsured has gone up by about 5.7%, up to over 43 million people. So it's not only having the deductibility of insurance premiums, but it's also having people covered under health insurance. And of that 43 million or more people, about 60% of those are employed by either small businesses or they're dependents of people in small business. So we need to do something to provide more coverage to the uninsured and also to provide more affordable coverage for those that are insured for small business.
Well, that's exactly right. And the thing is, the problem is, it's not that insurance is not available. It's just that when these small employers try to buy it in a small, tiny group coverage, it's just prohibitive. The cost is prohibitive, and we need to be able to band together and lower our cost, don't we?
You're absolutely correct, Jim, and that's where association health plans come into play. There's a bill in the Senate right now called S-545, which is the Small Business Health and Fairness Act of 2003, and it allows the opportunity for small businesses to band together to purchase health insurance through their association. It allows the association to act like large employers or unions to pull all the small employers together to get them a better deal on the open market. So you're right, access is there, but affordability is the problem.
So for example, your group, Associated Contractors and Builders and Contractors, could actually create a buying group for health care for your members, right?
That's absolutely correct. And in fact, ABC as an association had a purchasing group which started back in 1957 by five contractors who were members of ABC that couldn't buy health care coverage because they were just too small.
Right.
And our association health plan had a 43-year history, but based upon insurance reform at the state level, we had to cease the health insurance portion of that program because of the myriad of complex and incompatible state laws.
So what's
this
new
association health plan bill will allow us to bring that back with uniformity.
What will it do? How will it help you do that?
Well, it will modify the Employment Retirement Income Security Act of 1974, which is known as ERISA, and it will allow associations to act as purchasing groups for their small employer members and put together a set of plans which are consistent across state lines, which will allow small employers who work in multiple states or employers located in different states to have the same type of high-quality benefit plans that large employers have today, but have it consistently through their association and have their association be able to negotiate with the insurance carrier for cheaper rates.
It wouldn't make any sense for your organization to have 50 different groups, would it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
But we can aggregate those all into one just by making a modification to the law, which makes perfect sense. It's absolutely intuitive, totally intuitive for the 21st century marketplace, isn't it?
Very true.
I mean, that's what we're all seeing, that more and more people are working for small businesses more than they're working for big businesses. It's happening all the time, more and more. These unemployed folks, Joe, as you know, most of them, many of them, are becoming small business owners themselves. Instead of looking for a job, they're starting their own businesses.
That's true. You know, small business is the foundation of our country, I think. And we need to do whatever we can to help small business flourish and profit. And I think health insurance is such a critical item for small employers. And this particular bill, the Association Health Plan bill, the president's in favor of it. We've seen the Department of Labor bring out a report this past summer is in favor of it. And also
The House has already passed their bill, haven't they?
The House passed it by a large majority of over 100 votes, and also the Small Business Administration.
That's called bipartisan, folks.
Yes, sir. Right.
That's really bipartisan, over 100 votes. Where are we stuck in the Senate? What's the problem?
Well, it just hasn't been brought to the forefront in the Senate. I think the Senate has not focused on association health plan bills. And what we need to do now is have small business go out and contact their senators and either send them an email or give them a phone call and say, gee, association health plans make sense. They don't cost the government more money. They're revenue neutral. They allow small employers to band together to purchase health insurance coverage. So we need to generate some enthusiasm, I think, with the senators to get them off dead center.
Mm-hmm. What are some of the things that your people are saying in the some of your members are saying in about this? What are they telling you that about being able to have association health plans?
Yeah, our association members have said that this is one of the most important issues to them going forward because they've seen rate increases each year of anywhere from 10 to 15 to 20, 30% or more.
They've been double digits now for the last 3 years.
That's correct. And they're saying it's getting to be a crisis situation for them. So the association, ABC, has made it its number one proactive legislative priority this year to make sure that we get association's health plans passed so that our members can get a break on the cost of health insurance moving forward.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is when small business owners have more access to these kinds of benefits, we can compete more. It helps us compete for the good employees and across the board with the big companies.
That's very true. Small employers need to compete with companies for employees, and they want to provide good benefit programs.
That's exactly right. Hold on to that thought, Joe. We're gonna come back and talk to Joe a little bit more. And when we come back, I'm going to mention a couple of specific senators that are a problem for this bill coming up, the S-545. We'll talk about that right after these messages. It's the only sport I get, folks, is having fun with politicians. 20 after. Stay with us. We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate. My website is www.jbsba.com. Check it out when you get a chance, and don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter. Joe Rossman is our guest. He is Vice President for Fringe Benefits at the Associated Builders and Contractors Organization, which is a trade group representing people in the construction industry. Joe, why don't you tell us a little bit about your organization and how potential members and interested parties can learn more about you and contact you.
Thank you, Jim. I appreciate it. We're a national trade association, and we represent more than 23,000 construction and construction-related firms throughout the United States. We have about 80 chapters nationwide that service our members, and they're all small contractor members throughout the United States. So the association has been around for about 50 years now, or actually 52 years now, serving the construction industry.
How many of your members would you say are considered small business?
The majority of our members are small business. Absolutely.
Probably in the 90 percentile range.
I would say, yes, easily 90%.
Yeah.
85-90% are small
business.
Well,
I know those guys. I used to be one of those guys. I used to have a contracting company in another life. And it's a tough business. It's a tough business to have. And you want to provide health insurance for your employees, but the margins are so tight. It's such a tough industry to be in that, it's hard to do that. And there's no reason, there's absolutely no reason to to not have the ability to provide health insurance at an affordable cost when all we got to do is change the law a little bit. It doesn't hurt anybody, does it? It actually creates opportunities for the insurance companies because they're going to get premiums they wouldn't have gotten otherwise, aren't they?
That's absolutely correct. It's the Association Health Plan Bill through S-545 adds more competition to the marketplace and gives small employers, contractors included, an opportunity for more choice. And that's what it's all about.
Yeah. I want to talk a little bit about the politics here. I'm disappointed in the leadership of the Senate for not bringing this up. This is a big deal. And you guys aren't the only people who are talking to them about this. The NFIB is talking to them. The SBSC, Small Business Survival Committee, is talking to them. The Galen Institute. I mean, there are a lot of folks like yourself, like your organization, who are beating on them saying, you know, hey, guys, we need to bring this up. Why aren't they focusing on it?
I think the Senate has not taken the opportunity to focus on it. We had the House of Representatives passed it by an overwhelming majority of 100 votes, excess of 100 votes, and the Senate has not yet really focused on it. So what we're attempting to do, NFIB and ABC and all the other associations, is to generate or garner some grassroots interest to let senators know that their small employers are interested and need association health plans.
So what about Olympia Snow, the chairman of the Senate Small Business Committee? Is she not helping us?
She is, absolutely. Olympia Snow is actually the senator that introduced the bill in behalf of association health plans. And Senator Talent from Missouri has been another hard
Jim
charger
Talent?
For this particular bill.
He's a good guy. He's a former chairman, I think, of the Senate Small Business Committee. He's been a small business supporter for a long time. Where are we? Are there any senators who are manipulating the prevention of this coming up?
Well, not being a politician, that's hard for me to address, but I would say that you have certain senators that are totally against market-based competition or association health plans.
Ted Kennedy.
Senator Kennedy would come to mind as one.
Hillary Clinton.
Yes.
See, folks, these, and again, these people, the reason that I bring up those two is because they're not just ambivalent about small business. They don't care about small business. They have made statements, specific statements, that lead you to believe either directly or indirectly that they don't care about small business. Actually, and Joe, you may have heard me say this before, but my audience has, I have a speech wherein Ted Kennedy at the National Press Club calls small business owners who don't provide health care insurance for their employees bottom feeders. So all the members of your group, Joe, your organization members who don't provide health insurance because they can't afford it, Ted Kennedy says they're bottom feeders. What do you think about that?
I would have to totally disagree with that because I think that those individuals, those small employers, are the lifeblood of our economy, of our country.
And if they don't have health insurance, it's not because they're bottom feeders. It's because they can't afford it. Because the laws are against them.
Right. We need to be able to provide more competitive programs to them and need to give them the opportunities that large businesses have. Small business actually creates two of every three jobs in the country today. So we need to find ways to give those individuals the opportunity to purchase health insurance because they are such limited margins.
When Hillary Clinton, and I've never picked on her before, but I'm going to now, when Senator Hillary Clinton wasn't a senator when she was first lady, trying to push through universal health care, someone said to her, "But what about all these small business owners out there that this would harm?" And she said, "You know what? I can't be concerned with every undercapitalized small business." And so that tells me about her attitude about small business. So she's not going to be in favor of AHP's issue.
That's very true.
Yeah, and not that there aren't others, folks, out there. And there may be some Republicans who are not our friends on this, but those are two people who have made direct derogatory statements to lead you to believe that they're not in favor of small businesses. Joe Rossman with the Associated Builders and Contractors, thank you for being here. Good job today.
Thank you very much. I enjoyed the opportunity.
Thanks. We'll do it again sometime. The law is S-545, folks, if you're emailing or writing or calling your senator. Tell them to get off the dime and get this in front of, up on the floor for a vote. Quick break. Stay with me. I'll be right back with Steve Martin.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.